Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube folks. Phillies baseball back on WIP tonight. 8:10 first pitch against the Houston Astros. Wheeler on the mound for the Phillies. You will have Fritz at 6, and then an extended leading off with one Jack Fritz after the show today.
So much leading off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So much leading off.
We did around the horn last night. Buzz named Jose Altuve. Like, come on. Have some respect for the game.
Wow. You don't. He can't even name Altuve?
Well, it's just a chalk answer. Oh. Come on, man. He can't go Jose Altuve.
You just did around the... You and Buzz?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Still, you know, around the horn's my bit.
Yeah, well, it's also a show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was that part of the show?
Who stole whose bit?
Okay. All right.
A lot of bit stealing.
All right. Let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, it happens because I no longer am able to park in the garage here, so I have to...
There it is. Ding. Yep. That's your... That's your Jalen Carter sack on Matt Stafford.
Yep.
How long does it take to Jack to mention he doesn't park in the garage?
So I park like what, five, ten minutes away? Sometimes I used to be able to park here, and I knew I'd be able to get to the bathroom in time. Now I'm a little further away. It's kind of a sprint. But you also can't sprint too much because... You never know, it might slip
too
out.
Too much movement.
Yep. You got to be careful.
So, given that this situation has happened a couple times recently, I have the things that move the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Those could be one or two.
Yeah, now, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because one, you know, it feels like you could hold it forever if there's nothing in your way.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it becomes urgent when all of a sudden you realize you're not going to get there as quickly as you're going to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was, for as thought-provoking as yesterday's was,
yes,
on the top five, this is right back in its roots.
Dumbing it right back down.
Just like the Pablo Torre conversation.
Yep.
So number five is the clock. Now, this is usually when you're in high school or college. There's like 5 minutes left in class. It's probably too late to raise your hand to go to the bathroom or wherever you guys did it back in the day.
Yeah.
So you just got to sit there. And it just feels like it's never moving. It's just stuck. And especially like because the digital clocks make it worse because you don't even know where the clock
hand is. How close you are to the next minute.
At least on the analog clock, you can see the stupid thing slowly moving. Clock moves incredibly slow when you have to go to the bathroom.
See, I have one in my head that I think is related to clock, but I don't know if it's going to be on your list, so okay. I'm not going to mention it.
Thank you. Yeah. Number four is a traffic light.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
The red light, it's never going to change.
Do you scream at it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
The rage comes out.
Yes.
In these kind of situations.
How long does this have to be red?
Well, then you start, if it's just you, right, then you go over the line and back. Over the line and back.
To try to trigger it.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, I'm surprised you know that trick.
Well, some are on
a sensor.
I think
my dad taught me that
trick. Yeah, some of them have sensors.
Yeah, some are on a sensor, some are on a timer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the one on a timer, you're out of
luck. You're wasting time, yes.
Yeah. SOL.
Yeah.
The third is human beings, obviously. Whether it's a line, they're taking forever in the line, you're standing in the back of the line.
Yep.
It seems like everyone's just having a jolly old time.
Well, dude, a line to get in a bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom. Never more have I screamed, "What is he doing in there?"
I know.
You know? Like, I think he's doing something untoward.
I know.
You know.
And then there's so many times, and I don't ever want to, like, disrupt someone else's time. You
no,
know?
Of course
I'm
not.
I'm not a confrontational guy.
Of course not.
It's the only time I'm ever just like, "Would you mind if I just went in front of you?" Like,
have you done that before?
No, I always think about it though. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy,
right?
Because I'm sure they have to go to the bathroom too. But
everyone's
don't understand. I really got to go to the bathroom. But also, while you're walking, sometimes you're walking around, and it seems like people are getting in your way. So
yes.
Then you got to move out of the way like you're a running back. Like you just turn into a running back trying to hit a hole.
You know, every once in a while, when I'm walking on the sidewalk and I am trying to pass somebody for this reason only, doesn't it seem as if they have a sensor that you're behind them and almost move
yes.
to stay? Like, is it? I always
it's
wonder.
Like, it's like pocket awareness for a quarterback.
Yes. It's like there's a subconscious thing that makes them not want to pass you even though they don't know that you're there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and they get real cocky about it, too. I think they're smirking, but they're probably not smirking.
They're probably not smirking.
They're probably
just walking. Yeah.
Second is things that move the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom is cars. Now, it's different than traffic, like, because cars, I feel like most people roll stop signs. When you have to go to the bathroom.
Not me.
Not most people?
No.
Okay. Well, I roll stop signs.
I wait for the jolt. If you don't feel that little jolt thing when you stop, you haven't stopped.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you learned that when you were learning to drive.
It's all eye test when it comes to stop signs, in my opinion. But it seems like when you have to go to the bathroom, people are making full stops. Like they're doing the whole like STOP when you stop at this, you know, where you're supposed to spell it out. That's how long you're supposed to stop. They drive slower, much
never
like.
Never heard that.
No, I never heard that.
Really?
Either. Yeah.
So yeah, the old adage is if you can spell STOP, that means that you've come to a full stop
you've
at
stopped a
stop sign.
Yeah, cars are. I mean, in every way, at a stop sign on the highway, this is when we get into the left lane situation, when people are not passing.
Oh, yeah.
When people are not merging.
Right.
Also, you know, boy, the number of people that fall asleep in Philadelphia at the traffic light when it turns green and they're just sitting there.
Go! On the phone. You know they're on the phone.
Yep. They're looking at their phone. Stop looking at your phone!
Sometimes
they should be dialed into the traffic light.
And up, I'm guilty of it sometimes, but because I'm like you, it's so irritating to me. I'm trying to make sure that I'm not
dialed in.
Yes.
The worst is if you have to make a left, and you're in the left, and the person in front of you has an opportunity to make a left, and they don't make a left. What are you waiting for? Even when they don't. Okay. Last thing, when you want them to make a left, if you're making a left somewhere. And you have a green light, you pull into the middle of the intersection to make a left. You don't wait all the way back at the end of the lane. You pull in, and you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When they're not doing that, I'm wondering what they're doing. And if you got to go number one or number two, that's an emergency situation.
Oh, man, I hate it.
It's so slow.
I hate it.
It's so slow.
Yeah.
Person in front of you, not moving.
Oh, my God.
Now, I will say, how long do you give until you honk?
Oh, it's free. My uncle Eric taught me. You should honk whenever you want. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything.
It could cost you something though if you honk too fast.
Well, you gotta get. There's a couple of kinds of honks.
If you honk immediately when the turns green, and you haven't gone yet. I like that's when the fisticuffs have to happen.
There's a honk you can give them that it's a hey. I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
it's the
beep beep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
beep.
That.
Yeah. You do the lay on the horn thing, and that's when it's
problem.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, and my theory for a while. I've got two theories on cars. One, there should be two different horns. Like one that's a friendly horn, like a Conklin horn or whatever. And then one's
like a clown horn.
Yeah, but maybe not a clown horn, but more a friendly horn.
Yeah.
Like there's a friendly horn, then there's the a-hole horn.
Yeah.
There should be two different horns. And I think there should be two different brake lights. Like one that's dark red means I'm slamming on the brakes. And one that's maybe a little pink. It's a little slowdown.
That seems dangerous. Yeah. Your stop sign
yeah.
there.
And
stop
we're asking somebody to read that. Yeah. Is that red or pink?
Yeah, I thought it was pink. I didn't think he was slamming on the brakes.
You don't think that one gets
that? That has disaster written all over it.
Yeah, that sounds one of your worst ideas.
But the number one thing that moves the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom, and it is unbelievable. It's the elevator.
Elevator. I knew it was.
Yep. It's always the elevator. You're slamming the button. Close. Yep. And like I'm worried you don't want to move too much because then the elevator might get stuck. But I'm moving. You know, like I'll get stuck in that elevator. Whatever. The elevator seems to take an eternity when you have to go to the bath.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The one that I had on my list that you didn't have, and I know you don't go to the movies anymore, but for me, when I go to the movies, I always get a big, giant diet soda. I love drinking big, giant diet soda in the movies. But what happens is, I'm getting older. I can't hold it in the way that I used to hold it in. But I'm doing the math of, like, when in the movie do I think this is? Because I don't want to miss 4 minutes of the movie to go to the bathroom. I want to wait until the very, very end. So what I'm trying to figure out is, this isn't a slow thing. It's a how long is the movie? You know, do I have to leave? I had to leave 28 years later on Friday night because the soda was too big. I drank it too quickly. Middle of the movie, I had to go pee-pee.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Not pee-pee.
Yeah. Not pee-pee.
Not pee-pee.
Oh, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Their big summer sale. No money down up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Herb in the Northeast, who is on with us now. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's happening? I haven't talked to you for about a week or whatever, but tonight's the big night. Maybe the Sixers, what do we know? What do we know about Embiid? He's not going to play, right?
We don't know that.
That's what I'm saying, okay? We don't know. They're keeping it a secret or something.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
We don't know if he's going to be there September, October, November, or December.
Correct. After December.
Yeah.
We got to have plan number two ready.
Okay.
So I say we take at the number three pick.
Oh, boy.
7'1".
Yep.
From Creighton.
Yeah.
Ryan Calbrenner. The last 2 years, he's been on the first team, Big East player, and he's got a lot of different.
Third pick in the NBA draft, you want them to take.
Projected as the 28th pick in the draft.
He stinks, Herb.
Okay.
He stinks.
Well, he can play. I don't know if he stinks, dude. I mean, I've seen him play for 4 years. I don't know what you were watching, but he can play.
Ooh, you heard him.
Wow.
Herb, he's a 7'1" center that's 28 years old.
No, he's not 28, is he?
No,
that's what Jack does.
Who else is out there that can play center, okay, for Embiid that they ain't got? Do they have any players right now on their roster?
Yeah, Dembona.
Yeah, him. But, I mean, other than him, okay, who do they got? They ain't got nobody.
Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond.
Yeah, Andre Drummond.
That's two.
He didn't play either last year.
Yeah, well,
they sat
him on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did play, though. Yeah.
All right. Well.
So you want them to take a Creighton center who is projected to go maybe even in the second round with a third pick overall? That seems aggressive.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Don't get mopey with me.
You know. Is there any other centers that are projected?
Yes.
Is there any other centers?
Yes. The Duke center, Malawach, is projected to go in the top 10.
Where's he from?
Duke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And how tall is he? 7 foot?
9 feet tall.
6'9"?
No, he's 9 feet.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever.
Do you think that's too tall?
Huh?
Do you think 9 feet's too tall for an NBA player?
9 foot tall.
Yeah, he get his head on the rim if he jumps. He's got to be careful. That's the worry.
All I know, this pick better be right, man. They better not screw this pick up.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Don't think they're going to take the Creighton guy.
We don't need no guards. We got plenty of guards that can play.
We've only got three of them.
We got plenty of guards. We don't need no more guards.
We've only got three guards. And really only two.
We need a power forward. That's what we need.
Okay. All right.
It's either power forward or another center.
Okay. All right. And who are all their guards, just out of curiosity?
I don't have their roster in front of me. All right. Yes.
That's actually rude of me to ask.
That are guards. They brought guys up from the Delaware team, and they played real good last year.
Yeah.
And they played real good.
How many ladies did you spend time with when you were in Columbia?
A couple.
Couple three? Couple four? Couple two?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
All right. And have you maintained a relationship with them?
No.
Nah. All right. There you go.
Hit it and quit it.
I'm going back to Costa Rica next year.
Right. Hell yeah.
Yep. Yeah, get back there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to go see my old lady down in there.
Wow. I'm sure she'll appreciate it. Wait, what?
You got a girlfriend, Herb?
There's a girl I know down there.
Well, you refer to her as your old lady, which means you guys are an item.
I agree. Somebody sent you some pictures. I just left the gym. Eddie Gus.
The hell?
That's one way to change the conversation. Who sent me some pictures, Herb?
Eddie Gus.
That sounds like a guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, he knows you.
Yeah, Eddie knows you. Yeah, he would know him. Yeah.
I heard he just told me something about he's going out with Pete this weekend or something.
Pete Cherokee?
Yeah, and he said, and then there's...
Can we give Pete your phone number? Pete was asking about you. Can we give him your phone number?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Oh. Yeah. I drove the Flyers on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Who do you think they're going to take? They have the 6th pick in the draft on Friday. Any ideas of who they should take?
They're going to have a good team this year. You watch.
They make the playoffs?
They're going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. You trust Briere and Jonesy in there?
Yeah. They're going to. I got a new thing that I got this new plan, and I'm going to have a talk with Briere about it.
Oh.
I already talked to Briere's son today and told him they all like it. And a lot.
Where'd you talk to Briere's son at?
Yeah. Where was that?
Down at the Wells. He works down at Wells Fargo.
Okay, all right. And what's the plan?
You'll hear, you'll see it, man. You'll be not be down there at Voorhees talking with Keith Jones and it's about staying in shape,
okay,
working out, and in between games, in between when you're on the road, in between games. You'll see, you'll hear about
it. And you're the expert on that.
It's a new thing now. We ain't going to put these guys on the ice constantly and all. When they'll go on the ice when the day of the game, they can go on the ice. If they want to go in the morning and go around or whatever, fine. But the day off is their day off, and we're going to put them in a special physical exercising 2-3 times a week. They're going to go in the cold pool, the hot tub, stuff I told Ike Reese about. He knows.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
So
yep.
Do that.
I know that. I know all that stuff you got to do.
Too much ice. We need these guys to relax.
Too much ice.
And on game day, offense.
Yeah.
I want to see this team put up.
But they need a goalie. They need a goalie, Herb. Where are they going to get a goalie? They need a goalie.
They'll find one. Don't worry.
All right.
You got all summer to look for a goalie.
Okay.
That case should be almost over, right?
What about Ed Belfour?
That case should be almost over, right?
Oh, no. That's not
Carter Hart.
That
yeah, 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 we, I don't want to talk about
we're
Carter
not going
Hart.
Down that road.
Let me get this call. Let me see what this is.
All right.
Put us on hold. Yeah.
I put Herb on hold.
Yeah, we'll check back in with him.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Dude, that dude,
you want to
take
the show off the rails.
No, I know.
That dude. Like they,
but he's so serious with the Briere, they're going to talk thing.
Yes.
Crazy.
He believes all of this stuff. And the Creighton thing. Okay, here's another thing that Herb does. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, Herb, he's, you know, the guy in Creighton is like the 28th ranked player. Also, they already have two other centers. And he's like, well, fine then. Like he gets all mopey and moody when you correct him on something.
Yeah. When you correct him.
Yes.
Oh,
wow, well, that's a good point.
You know, I'm starting to see a lot of similarities between OK Andrew and Herb.
Oh, you think Andrew is... I thought OK had an issue with you.
Well, yeah, I think that's a general running theme.
Yeah, but they're like under the radar prickly.
Yeah, under the radar. Yeah,
about prickly. Their uninformed opinions.
Yeah, like they both don't really know what they're talking about at all.
Yeah. He's like, man, they got
two... listening to the show right now.
Well, Herb said they had too many guards. And I said, who? And he said, well, I don't have their roster in front of me.
There's three!
There's only three guards. By the way, only two of them are under contract. The only ones that are under contract are Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. They don't even have, what's his name?
The kid, Edwards.
No.
Or Grimes.
Grimes. Quentin Grimes not even under contract. Oh, my God.
I think Herb is on edge. He's on edge when you correct him on something. He doesn't know if you're coming at him or...
Well, I like to keep Herb on his toes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You'll just ask him something simple that has nothing to... And he gets on edge like, hold on, is that a trick question? Yeah.
How many ladies did he spend time with?
Well, you answered that quick.
You did. Dave in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, okay, all right. I got one more thing I'd like to say about Ricky Bowe. Okay, all right. It's Herb's brother. All right?
Herb's brother. Oh,
it's
wow.
Herb's brother, okay. Dave.
Wow.
Okay, I'm his brother, Dave. Okay, all right. I got one more thing I want to say, all right? I think the Phillies are going to go all the way. All right?
I can't tell if you really like Herb or if you're mad about Herb.
I like Herb. I want to be like Herb. I don't really usually talk like this unless I just heard Herb.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, guys, I love the show, okay? All right, I love the show.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, thank you,
I'll
Dave.
I'll call you again, guys, all right?
Okay.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Go ahead.
I know, huh?
Have we, I know you have leading off and all that stuff, but have we seen a lineup from the Phillies yet or no?
Yeah.
Okay, no Bryce?
No Bryce. Okay. Confirmed, there's no Bryce in the lineup. I don't know why that was so confusing for everyone yesterday.
Oh, yeah, morning show was talking about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was very simple.
Because I was on the morning, they had me on to talk about the draft today, and they were like, hey, what's with Fritz yesterday making everybody think that Bryce was playing? And by the way, I stuck up for you real good this morning, just so we're
I heard. Yeah. Was it about the competition thing?
Well, first he was like, you know, Jack Fritz, who works for you. And I said, And I said,
does that mean he thinks that Seltzer works for him?
Well, that's, so I said, just to be clear, Jack works with me. He's co-host, producer. And I said, the hierarchy that you believe you have with your show does not really exist with our show. And then he brought up the Bryce thing, and I said, well, he just misunderstood for a second. But he was laying in on you with that. And then he brought up the competition, and I said you would squash him in golf. I said my only concerns in the competition are tennis.
Sure.
Because I don't think you've played tennis.
Since I was like eight.
Yeah. And I said, honestly, baseball, because I don't, I said, Joe, I don't think you're going to swing.
Well, apparently he said he's going to squat down and then not swing.
Yeah, he said he's going to squat like Ricky Henderson and Pete Rose.
Just trying to shrink his strike zone.
Shrink the strike zone.
Which is like, I mean, whatever. It's just embarrassing. But I know he's going to try to go for a walk.
Yeah, he will. He will. And it, to me, it's all about the first three pitches from you. If you're in the zone to start it, I think you're going to get confident and you're going to, he's going to be in trouble. I think if you throw two balls to start, I'm just a little worried.
Bro.
No balls.
Get the ball over the plate.
Yes.
I know. I heard
he's
that a lot.
He's not going to hit it.
Heard that a lot growing up.
He's just, not
just throw strikes.
Yeah, don't you guys just try to throw your hardest.
Yeah,
he's, dude, he's working, trying to blow it by him.
He's working on a sweeper, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, just throw it over the plate. He's going to hit a ground ball. Right? He has to get a base hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it just hitting the ball?
No, no, it's a base hit.
It's a base hit.
And we're going
to
have defenders out there.
Yeah.
Do I get to play shortstop?
No. Real defenders. Hey, now maybe
listen, you want me at short.
I want you maybe in the outfield.
Why? The ball's not going out there.
Yeah, no. If it does, you can chase it down. You know, you do a little.
Yeah, quick. Can I play the outfield too?
I told you, I don't even need an outfield.
What defenders are you using? Why are you sitting there disrespecting my athletic ability?
I'm not disrespecting your athletic ability.
Are.
I think we're using the Plymouth White Marsh High School team.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, well, okay. Then you have like a good that. Defensive team. Yeah. I thought you had Buzz and Justin out there.
No, Buzz is the first base umpire.
Yes, okay.
And then we have a real.
And do you have a catcher?
In part. So I don't know if we have a catcher.
They
yet.
Mentioned Ben.
I'm not catching.
No, you're not catching.
Yeah. It's probably been a while since Ben.
I don't think Ben is getting down there either.
He said his knees are all right.
Oh, well, yeah. Then Ben might be. Is he too tall?
He certainly had more.
To be a catcher.
He certainly is in better shape than I am.
Yeah.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys look about
believe
the same.
Believe me when I tell you. Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
All right. 215-592-9494. We'll bring you home next. We'll see if Herb's still on hold. You never know. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, tomorrow the Phillies will be playing at the time of the show, so we will not be on the radio, but
darn,
we will be on YouTube starting at 1:30
Yay!
To discuss what the Sixers did in the draft. So if you watch the midday show, and we'll go right into when we go into Phillies baseball on air, we will be on YouTube tomorrow. So if you're interested in finding out what we think of what the Sixers did, which you are, of course, you will watch YouTube tomorrow. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. If you could pay only one of these two this offseason, who would you pay, Kyle Schwarber or Ranger Suarez? 66.2% say Schwarber.
Still hanging strong, huh?
Speaking of the Phils, why don't we talk a little Phils here?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So I'm actually glad you did that, because speaking of Schwarber,
yep,
there's a new article out on Fox Sports where both Dombrowski and Schwarber are quoted when talking about Schwarber's impending free agency.
Ah.
So what do you guys think about this quote from Dave Dombrowski about Kyle Schwarber? He said, of course you don't want to lose a Kyle Schwarber. He's a unique talent, and he's a quality individual. We don't want to lose him, but I think your responsibility as somebody in my job is to make your club better in other ways. I've lost free agent players in the past, so we've gone out and been able to do things. Again, not that you want to lose him, but I don't think it's the end of any window or anything.
Hmm.
Probably downplaying it, but still, like...
Well, he doesn't want to give...
Yeah, because... Clearly, they've already made an offer to Schwarber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Schwarber wants more.
Yes.
So now it's posturing.
Yeah, I care what these guys say. I do, like the Dombrowskis, the Morys, the Barrios,
Howie,
all that stuff. But you also have to think about what their motivation is to say whatever they're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, his motivation is don't give... the Schwarber side any more ammo in negotiation.
We can't say we need him.
We need him. Yeah, we can't even imagine this locker room without this clubhouse without Schwarber.
Well, I'm actually thinking, didn't they do whatchamacallit the same way? Nola was like the same way, right?
What, I don't remember.
Well, they let him hit free agency. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They let him hit free agency, and then they still wind up paying him a ton of money.
Yeah, everybody.
The Braves tried, man. He could have been a Brave this entire time.
Everybody's worried about Kyle Schwarber getting some giant offer. He's like, he's a 33-year-old DH.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, the industry thinks he's going to get 400.
Well, 400's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
25 a year?
Yeah.
Would they do 25 a year if it was only 3 years?
I don't know.
I'd rather give him 100 for three, not be on the hook for that fourth year. Honestly, I'd rather give him 30 a year for 3 years than the fourth year. I just worry about these guys getting old.
Of course. So then Kyle Schwarber also said, I know that from our side, as soon as the season's over, whenever the time is appropriate, some sort of conversation will be had. I've got a lot of respect for the Phillies organization, obviously the players here and the management and things like that. They've done a lot for me, and that's why I don't think it's going to be just a goodbye, right? There's going to be some sort of conversation. So I guess you could... say from that, he's going to at least give him a chance to match.
Yeah, he's a little.
Well, listen, Cal is saying the right things, but if money is still important to him, if that weren't the case, then he would have taken the deal that they gave him already, they offered him.
Sure.
So he is posturing as well. So he wants to put those numbers up there so that he can get his last big deal.
It is?
His last big deal.
Everyone's posturing.
Yeah, well, and he is clearly, I'm sure, a little annoyed that they have not just extended him so he doesn't have to worry about it, you know? But, again, we've gotten a great season out of Kyle Schwarber so far.
Pete hit last year?
Alonzo?
Two years.
What did he do in his last year?
He did pretty bad last year.
Yeah, like, he didn't have a great season.
He didn't really heat up until the postseason.
Yeah,
right.
He still had 34 homers.
I think
he's
over 30.
In
but
a bad year.
But he hit 220 or something.
Yeah, he is from that standpoint.
But then he hit the home run in the playing game.
Off Devin Williams.
Yeah, and then he hit the home run against us, and they
kind
had a run.
Off, yeah.
What's that?
Do you think that's how they're kind of looking at Kyle Schwarber? Pete Alonso?
Alonzo only signed a one-year deal, though.
Right.
It was one plus one, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But still, like, I think Schwarber's looking for... He should be able to secure a more multi-year deal.
I mean, do the Phillies view Kyle Schwarber like a Pete Alonzo?
Maybe.
Yeah, who's older? Cal's older, right?
Cal's older.
So how did Pete Alonso only get a 1 year?
Well, because I think Alonso wanted a lot more money.
The Mets
didn't want to spend. Alonso really wanted to stay.
Right.
Like, really, really wanted to stay. And I don't think the market...
They spent $1 billion on Soto.
So I think it became like prove-it year for Pete Alonso. But I think as much as Schwarber doesn't want to leave here, Pete Alonso really didn't want to leave the Mets. So I think that's why that... And there wasn't a huge market for him. Because I think his eyes got too big. Like, I think he's a Boris guy now, right? Isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think they aimed too high and they ended up pricing themselves out of the market.
All right.
So one of the things that we talked a lot about with the trade deadline is getting a right-handed bat, possibly a first baseman. Dabrowski was on Starkville with Jason Stark and had this to say about going for a first baseman.
Suppose a first baseman, right-handed hitting first baseman, were available. You could match up, and Bryce Harper has said to you, hey, I'm happy to go back to the outfield if you want me to. Is that even in play?
Well, Bryce has said that. Bryce will be willing to do whatever needs to be done, and that's one of the many things that are great about him. I would really prefer not to do that. He's turned into a very good first baseman. For whatever reason, people discount defense when they're talking about these things. So with these moves, so you could go get let's just say you wanted to get a right-handed bat. I could go get a right-handed bat and put him in left field. But you might not catch a ball. You do need the combination of that. So Bryce adds a lot for us at first base right now. And so, again, I don't want to ever say never, but I would say it's not likely.
Okay. The only thing look, I think him setting it up that way is the right way, and I don't think they would do it anyway. But it is rich of him going, people discount defense. Meanwhile, you got Castellanos in right field, Trey Turner at shortstop.
He's not the defense guy. He's always been get the bats and you figure out the defense later.
Yeah,
it's every team he's ever built.
Yeah, what are you talking about man? I think they know Bryce doesn't want to do it.
I got to be honest. I don't want Bryce in the outfield either.
Really?
I mean, if he's already starting to break down a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Putting him out there, I don't think that's going to help.
Well, at least his legs aren't hurt. It shouldn't hurt the wrist,
Yeah, I don't know what's more. It'd be interesting to get a real ball player on the show and ask them what's more physically demanding, outfield or
And then Eichel just laughed the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't.
More physically demanding first base or left field.
Well, because there's more action at first base.
There's more action at first base.
There
sure.
is more yeah, action. Yes. I would say it's first base more. And plus, you got to bend over and make sure you got to bend and make sure you're able to get in the right tagging position.
Yeah.
That's straining on the back.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So the other thing, other quote from Starkville was on the idea of going for it and where this team's window is currently at.
We've had this core of players together for quite a few years, 4 or 5 years. And then now as they get a little bit older, people say, well, your window is closing. Well, I agree, and I disagree with that quite strongly, because maybe it's closing with all these exact players because we have some free agents at the end of the year and your chances of maybe re-signing all of them is not going to be good, but you never know what happens. But also, we still have a good core of young players that are with our organization. We still have good starting pitching, and that's going to be with us for years. And we're also starting to get an influx of talent from our minor league system. If you have a chance to win, and it doesn't matter if you have a club that is a younger club or you have a club that is a veteran club, you're trying to do everything you can within reason to try to win. I mean, that's why we're in the game.
I think that's a fine answer.
Yeah, again, it just doesn't...
I don't want them to sound desperate.
No.
I don't want them to sound, this team, they're old and they're all free agents and we got to go for it. I think him playing his cards close to his vest, that he's not desperate, helps him.
Yeah, Why
is he doing this interview in the middle of the season anyway?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's done a little interview circuit recently. I guess my thing is, I would love to give him the benefit of the doubt here and say, well, I know Dave, he's going to go for it.
Right.
That
right.
was a little like, well, we got to keep these young players too. We got to have an influx of future talent as well.
Yeah. That's what that felt like to me.
It did.
That felt like, not that they won't do anything, but it may be more of what they've done the last 2 years, where you just get, what's the closer we got last year?
Estevez. Yeah. Estevez and Hayes.
Yeah. Like, that's what that kind of felt like. Like, he's trying to prepare us, but don't expect anything big at the trade deadline. And I got to be honest, that sounds like at least two of the pending free agents are gone.
Yeah.
At least two of them.
Are gone. Yeah. Well, Ranger's gone.
And JT.
No, I think the way he talks, I think JT's going to be back.
I think JT's going to be back.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be back on like a 2-year, $20 million.
Every time I say JT's a free agent, he's like, JT's
going to be back.
Because they don't have a replacement.
They don't have a replacement.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like even that $10 million and what he does defensively, it still brings value.
Yeah. So if you replace Schwarber, right, because he's a 30-year-old DH.
Yeah.
The guy you replace him with, because I'm thinking you're replacing Power, not the DH. You're replacing the Power in the lineup.
Yep.
Isn't that going to cost you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could find what they could do is they could just make Harper the permanent DH if they wanted.
And then get a first baseman.
And then, like, let's say Reese opts out or something, and he's on the market. I don't know how much he would cost in the market.
Yeah.
I mean, they get creative that way.
Doesn't Harper want to play first base?
Well, if he can't stay on the field, you know.
If that's the case, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know if he wants to be a DH right now.
I'm sure he doesn't want to.
I would say he would also want 500 home runs, and he wants, and that might be the best.
He wants an extension.
Yeah. We want 500 home runs.
Very much so.
I say we, me and you, we want the 500 home runs.
Listen, I think Harper's probably, I think they're going to resign Schwarber, and he's going to be fine. I think it's Schwarber, and I think it's JT on a cheap price.
On a small deal, yeah.
And
yeah.
Ranger probably walks.
Yep.
All right.
215-592-9494. Jack.
Come on, man. I got to talk about.
Yes. Come on.
Because I finally got a guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been jealous of people that got guys.
I got a guy all over the place.
Yeah, well, but yeah, like, I'm always like, when people say they got a guy, it makes it feel cool. Well, that's where Christian HVAC comes in. And summer's heating up. You know your AC is going to be on the fritz. You know how hot it is out there? It's ridiculous out there. And right now, listen, you got to call Christian Home Services. They got you covered. All your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. The guys at Christian came out a couple weeks ago, hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service parts and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they got the best service in the business and a team that you can trust. Did you know that 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install? That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services, now you've got a guy. They've got me covered, and they've got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
So Pro Football Focus put out their top 10 head coaches in the NFL.
Oh, Nick's got to be what?
Okay.
What would your gut, have you seen the list?
No.
Okay, what would your gut be where Nick should be?
Where he should be or where he
would? Where would you put him?
I would put him top 5.
Okay.
I would put him just off the top of my head. Now, there are coaches that have, see, the Harbaughs and the Tomlins, they sort of get put in there because of their longevity.
Yep.
Right? Andy, at least, is still winning.
Yes.
Right now, he's been a long tenured coach. You know, Pete Carroll had a year off. Did they try to slide him back in there somewhere? Nick Sirianni, in his time as a head coach, maybe Andy has won more games than him.
Right, he's won a lot of games.
Yeah, like he's won a lot of games in his time as a head coach. So I would have him 5. I'm wondering if they show him any respect and at least put him in the top 10. The guy did just win the Super Bowl.
So he's 8.
Oh, they got him at 8. Okay. Yeah. I thought he might be outside the top 10.
So who deserves to be higher on their prospective lists? Jalen in the quarterback rankings or Nick in the head coaching rankings?
Nick in the head coaching rankings.
But are there better head coaches than quarterbacks?
Well, okay. Here's who's ahead of him.
Andy
Reid is 1.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's 2. He's going to get credit for 100 years. Yeah.
Sean Payton, he's a good coach.
Now, last year
they won the Super Bowl in 2009.
15 years?
Yeah. Number 16. Three, number three, McVay.
Okay, McVay.
Number four, John Harbaugh.
Yep.
Fair. Then five and six, Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh.
Damn, they just throw Jim Harbaugh right in front of Nick. Jim, he just came back to the NFL.
Now, the thing is, if you, like, I get it, though. You know, the questionable one here for a lot of people is going to be seven and Kyle Shanahan. Now, Kyle Shanahan's a good
coach. Well, at least Kyle Shanahan has been in two in two Super Bowls, right? He's been to NFC Championship games.
Yep.
He's won with Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, right? Like, I'll give Kyle Shanahan that. I like Sean McVay as a coach. I think he's one of the brightest coaches in the league. Harbaugh, that's my guy. That's my guy. Tomlin, he's there. If Harbaugh's there, Tomlin's going to be there.
Right.
Although Harbs has had more success than Tomlin recently.
They do have him ahead of Dan Campbell, and then number 10, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. I guess the one that – I know Sean Payton's a good coach, and he calls plays. And I like what he did in Denver last year. But I can't erase the last few years in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Where he didn't win. You got to have Nick at least in the top five, six.
Yeah,
I would have him in front of Tomlin.
They didn't totally disrespect him.
Yeah, he's not. It's not disrespectful.
Yeah, I think it's.
What was he at last year?
They put the legacy guys ahead of him, and I think the fact that he doesn't call plays hurts him.
Yeah,
I think it hurts him.
And I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah,
and two of those guys.
Mike Tomlin doesn't, and Jim Harbaugh doesn't.
Yep. John
Harbaugh doesn't. Right. I get it. Now most people assume that the Steelers' defense is Tomlin, even if he's not calling the plays.
And it's not.
Yeah.
It's not his defense.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you
still
by...
Still a great coach because he hasn't had a losing record in his whole career. Yeah.
He's been one game above 500 for, what, 8 years now, it feels like?
He doesn't have a quarterback.
Won a playoff game in a decade.
He hasn't won a playoff game in forever. Yes. All right? And now he's got Aaron Rodgers on his swan song.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Daddy, do I have to pay for the book?
Walker at home.
Did you charge Walker
for the
book?
Did you charge Walt? Seriously.
No free books.
Yeah. He's got a credit card, right?
No free books.
What's next?
Please don't draft Knipple. Rod in his office.
Rod, don't want to hear this.
He's very worried about us. Very worried about us.
The wrong show.
Yeah, show to give us a nipple.
I mean, this show, obviously us three cannot handle it.
Yep.
Yoshi
yep.
can't handle it.
No.
Justin in Tennessee's low-key been getting some edginess.
Yes, he has.
Recently. He gets right by the line.
Didn't we have to dump him once?
Yeah, you often have to dump. Yeah, he's always on the line.
He's like, man, there's critters. He got three ding-dongs and two boobies and more than a cold ding-dong and a boobie.
Yep. Exactly how he sounds.
A cold ding-dong? That was a nice attempt by you.
Yeah. What's next?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm... L.A. singing 5:30 Creed.
Poor L.A. I've been there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I thought right of you.
LA,
yeah.
I just wanted to give him I wanted to tell him, take 30 seconds.
Yes.
Take five.
I kept looking at Fritz like, dude, did we just let him get a glass of water
but
or something?
But he got
quick?
There. He got there. He just needed to get through that first answer.
He started thinking about Johan Rojas swinging on a 2-0 count.
Yep.
He's getting too aggravated. But, man, it was I felt like we were right back with Spike in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right. I've been pretty good lately. I haven't had any of those this week.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yay! Let me get some of that.
What Ike will hear no fewer than 100 times at the Flyers draft party.
I'm looking forward to it.
Be a lot of Ike fans.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying, Ike, you're one of my favorite players back in the day.
Oh, yeah, man.
You do well in Flyers land, I think.
Yeah. You know, I'll just stand behind him. I'll go, what was your favorite play? What's your favorite play?
Yeah, name one.
Name one. Name just one.
You picked off Culpepper in a playoff game.
Yeah. What's next?
The level of scouting expertise on the afternoon show. Spike brings up a player no one has talked about. Jack. I don't like his name. Ike. Me either. Spike. Dude, he exploded my YouTube app. Alex in Lancaster.
Text line.
you come here for expertise. We're bringing you expertise. Jack, you do have the Fritz at 6 next.
Fritz at 6.
What's coming up in Fritz at 6?
Something Sixers. Bills. Something Bills. Sixes.
Are you going Sixers?
Well, I just I don't get why people won't just give him another chance. I really don't.
The Sixers?
Yeah.
You don't get why people won't give the Sixers a chance?
Why are we so, we can't wait to be Sixers, suck.
I know.
Why? It's right there. It's right there.
What's right there?
No, because you know what this is? It's the freaking fans since the Super Bowl. You know, again, yeah, the Eagles elitists around here.
Yep.
They got to look down on every other team in the city. You can't, because there's
Catch up.
I'm not Mr. Sixer. But I just
that's for the Phillies too.
The Phillies are right there. Mm. They're right there.
Right there.
Get us over the threshold.
If they get, I'm just letting everyone know.
No, I know.
If they win the World Series, I might need to get fired for how annoying I'm going to be. Harper that.
Should
we camp out at Elliot's house?
No, we should just have a big egg, egging his house.
Yeah.
Oh, he would not handle the Phillies winning the World Series.
No.
In the middle of the Eagles season?
Yes, he would not handle that.
Well, because the shame of Elliot is this. Is that
on the Tuesdays with Elliot, we're like, hey, we don't need you. We don't need you today.
They won the World Series.
Yeah.
No, this is the shame of Elliot now is that when we were there in 22, he would talk about how this is the best atmosphere I've ever been a part of. He's waxing poetically. Yep. And now he just has so much hate in his heart.
Yeah.
The Phillies are not stomping on the Eagles' turf. The Eagles are in a class above.
Oh,
we get it.
I can't wait to postpone Tuesdays with Elliot because the Phillies have a big playoff game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's been rooting against them.
This is Elliot for us, mainly you two at times, questioning his Eagles' takes.
Yes.
I've never questioned his Eagles' takes.
Listen, we always question his Eagles.
So he's coming back at us.
He's coming back at us.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Fritz the Six is next, and then Phil's baseball. Again, tomorrow won't be on the air. We'll be on YouTube about 1:30 to react to whatever the Sixers do tonight. Hopefully it is something exciting.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.